Now, another expression which is used in the practical, which will involve forming metal complexes, is the solubility product. So it's important to see the difference then between a solubility product and the formation constant. The solubility product, again, is a type of equilibrium constant, but it's now on the basis of how soluble a particular compound is. So nickel dimethyl glyoxine is a transition metal complex, but it's also a compound. It contains more than one element covalently bound together. So if we put that compound in solution, and it dissociates to form the cation and the ligand, that's an equilibrium then that we can use to describe the ability of that solid material to go into solution. So that's its solubility product expression. We would set up an equilibrium constant there, which would have the products, which in this case would be the nickel 2 plus and the dimethyl glyoxine on the right hand side. They would be sitting at the top of our equilibrium constant expression, and at the bottom would be the reactant. The reactant in this case is a solid, nickel dimethyl glyoxine, and invariably the solids get left out of equilibrium constant expression. So our solubility product expression then is simply the concentration of the nickel 2 plus in this case, raised to the power of 1. We've got 1 in front of nickel 2 plus, and the concentration of the dimethyl glyoxine, and in this case raised to the power of 2 because of the 2 in our equilibrium expression. So the solubility product then tells you how soluble a particular solid metal complex is, whereas the formation constant tells you how readily that particular complex forms when you mix the ligand with the transition metal in solution. The solubility product is defined for a saturated solution of the compound, so we literally put teaspoon by teaspoon of solid nickel dimethyl glyoxine in solution. And the first point where some solid remains in solution at a given temperature, that's referred to as the saturated solution, and at that point we would then measure the concentrations of the nickel and the dimethyl glyoxine. So those concepts of formation constant and solubility product will be